This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs insists again that a balloon flying over the U.S. was civilian and its flight an accident. It continues to criticize the U.S. for what it terms an obvious overreaction and a serious violation of international practice. More from VOA Steve Herman.
A U.S. Air Force fighter jet was observed shooting down a balloon off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday afternoon. What the U.S. government termed a Chinese surveillance balloon had drifted over the country for days, prompting calls from Republican members of Congress and members of the public for the military to knock it out of the sky. President Joe Biden told reporters he had told national security officials on Wednesday that the balloon should be brought down as soon as possible, but he was advised it was better to wait until it drifted offshore so no debris could harm people or damage property. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Sylvia Combs was one of the onlookers who saw the alleged Chinese spy balloon being shot down near Surfside Beach, South Carolina, Saturday.
Gosh, it was almost like a moving cloud coming down. And then the smoke was gone, and it just started slowly going down further out towards the ocean. Yeah. But it was a great experience.
General Pervez Musharraf, who seized power in the bloodless coup, and later reluctant Pakistan into aiding the U.S. war in Afghanistan against the Taliban, has died at the age of 79. He was a former Special Forces commando and became president through the last of a string of military coups that roiled Pakistan since its founding amid the bloody 1947 partition of India. He ruled the nuclear-armed state after his 1999 coup through tensions with India, an atomic proliferation scandal, and an Islamic extremist insurgency. He stepped down in 2008 while facing possible impeachment. This is VOA News. Officials on both sides of Russia's war in Ukraine say that dozens of prisoners have returned home following a prisoner swap. Top Ukrainian presidential aides say in a Telegram post that 116 Ukrainians were freed. And the Russian defense officials, meanwhile, announced that 63 Russian troops had returned from Ukraine, including some special category prisoners whose release was secured following mediation by the United Arab Emirates. Nigerian authorities continue to call for calm amid protests over currency and fuel shortages.
On Sunday, the CBN announced a 10-day extension from January 31st for citizens to exchange world currencies for the new 200, 500, and 1,000 naira bills. But across many states, citizens say the new cash is yet to circulate, bringing business to a halt. The situation snowballed into protests Friday in Oyo, Delta, Osun, and Lagos states. Angry mobs vandalized banks and gas stations. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Pope Francis made a final appeal for peace in South Sudan. He celebrated Mass before an estimated 100,000 people to close out an unusual mission by Christian religious leaders to nudge forward the country's recovery from civil war. In his homily Sunday, Francis begged for South Sudanese people to lay down their weapons and forgive one another. His message aimed to revive hopes in the world's youngest country, which gained independence from the majority Muslim Sudan in 2011, but has been beset by civil war and conflict. The Pope has departed the country after being seen off by the president. Pakistani officials said Saturday that Islamabad will ask Afghanistan's Taliban to rein in militants in Pakistan after a suicide bombing killed scores of people in a mosque.
Detectives have blamed an affiliate of the Pakistani Taliban, the most notorious militant outfit in the area, for the Monday blast in Peshawar, which killed 101 people inside a fortified police headquarters. Since the Taliban returned to power in Kabul, Pakistan has witnessed a dramatic uptick in attacks in regions bordering Afghanistan, where militants use rugged terrain to stage assaults and escape detection. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Indian police have arrested more than 2,000 men in a crackdown on illegal child marriages involving girls under the age of 18 in a northeastern state. The Assam State Police Chief says that those arrested this week included more than 50 Hindu priests and Muslim clerics for allegedly performing marriages for underage girls. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.